Next goes the last maimer. It's the last maimer of the Hisophis of Tere'e. I'm not sure what this maimer has to do with the Megillah, but it's a pasuk in Mishlei regarding to the Tere. Rifus tihi l'sodecha. V'shikui l'atzmi secha. The Tere heals your sharecha, your belly button, and strength to your bones. So we have to understand, asks the Alter Rebbe, why would Tere be food or curing for your belly button? What does your belly button have to do with the food of Tere? So the Alter Rebbe says there's two ways of eating. There's the way we eat as human beings, and then there's the way a baby eats. A person eats, it's a whole to do. You have physical food, and you have to chew it. And then it goes into the stomach, and then you take out the good nutrients, and the bad goes out into the waste, and the good comes out into your blood. First, it goes into the purifying agent called the liver. The liver goes more into the blood and the heart, and then it goes into the brain, and then it goes back into the heart and to all the limbs. So it's called achila chitzenis. Why is it called achila chitzenis? Because the food needs many biruri until it's fit to be a sustaining life force for the body. And also, first it comes in the mouth of the stomach. And from one vessel to another purifier, etc. There's a lot of negativity that you have to extract the good. Then there's something in a different way of eating called achila pnimiyis, that you go straight to the belly button. When a fetus is in his mother's stomach, he eats what his mother eats, and when he drinks what his mother drinks. And the belly button is open and the mouth is closed. And then when he's born, the belly button closes and the mouth opens. When his mouth is closed, it doesn't go through the mouth, it goes straight to the belly button. He eats everything what his mother eats. And he's a fetus is part of his mother. And when it comes into his belly button, you don't have this physical food. Because first it comes into the mother's stomach, and then it goes into his belly button. That's refined food. And right away, it all goes into the right energies. Only good comes into the baby. No food, even when he's born and he's a year old, he can't eat food. He only has milk. Because only the spiritual food, after it was refined, goes into the belly button. This is how he grows for 9 months while he's in the stomach. And this is, his brain grows and his mind grows and his heart grows from his mother's heart and mind. So everything that comes from the belly button, and it's called achila pnimiyis, and it goes right away where it needs to go. What do we understand from this? That when the Zoh is impregnant in the mother's stomach, which is Bina, so then it gets achila pnimiyis, and then he's just like Bina. That's called Yovel Eloh. He's on the level of Bina because he eats from her food. We say, Rifus Tehil Shadecha. May the Tere be such a level of Tere, a high level of Tere, like we teach a fetus in his mother's stomach, the entire Tere. But once he's born, that's a different type of eating, like we eat. like it says about Teira, Lechu lachmu belachmi. Go eat my bread. Teira is called bread. And you have to elevate it. And you have to have the 32 teeth that bite it, and they grind it. And then it comes in the stomach. And then it says, Va'asim dvari b'ficha. I put my words of Teira in the mouth, and you don't say that it should be difus tehila sodecha. That when do you say it should be cure into your belly button is the higher level of learning. The lower level of learning is Va'asim dvari b'ficha. This is what it says. V'shikui la'atzmi secho, the bones come from the father, like it says, Eir Abba. The pnimi sachochmos is in Teira, and it gives strength to the bones from the yiseid ha'mayim shebemeyah in the midish. So this is the two ways of eating. This is what the Gemara says. Chachomim would say when they would drink, Chamre v'chaye l'pumed rabbonu. It should be wine and life to the mouth of the rabbonu. What is chamra? Chamra is wine. And this is a masameach eliki, means it makes God happy. Sort of to say Elikim is the Gvuras of Shem Elikim. And the wine, sweetness and severities of Shem Elikim, the Bina. And you eat the food that the Bina eats, it goes straight into Zoh. Because Nichnas Yayin Yotzo Seid. Siman comes into the world to be good food for the person through the mouth. And this is what it says, Chamra v'chayi l'pum l'rabbonon, that they should get, even with their mouth, that they're on the lower level of eating, they should get Chamra v'chayi. That's the pnimis of Nichnas Yayin Yotzo Seid. This is what he says. So I will go back to the. This is what it says. Chamre v'chaye l'pumim d'rabbonon. Chaye, he says in the brackets, it's Tzemach Tzedek is Teira, which is called Chayim, like it says Chayim Shom. And like the Gemara says, who wants life, he should come learn Teira. Like it's explained many times. And Arichas Yomer says by Teira, it says Teira is Erech Yomim, and it makes you live long. It says, Ki Chayecho v'Erech Yomech. So Teira is Chaye. So it should be like wine. That's Megala, the Primus. It should be a higher level of eating. What's the connection of this maimer to Purim? Why was it put in to the surface of the Teira? I'm not sure. But could be pshat is that the what we ask on Purim, it should be a higher level of eating, a higher level of not having to struggle with the darkness of the world, but it should be the higher level where you get directly the good, like the baby gets from its mother the good. So this is what we say, L'chaim am Purim, that it should be chamra v'chayi l'pum rabbonon, that even when we eat with the mouth, when we're separate, we're not fetuses, we're not totally bottled, and colon sidus amalchus, we should also have, it should be like a good wine, and it should be, we should get the secrets of the Teira. Maybe this is the connection. We all know what the Rebbe said when Rabbah killed Rab Zera, when he said L'chaim and Purim, it means he revealed them great secrets of the Torah. So we hope that it should be such a learning and such a connection to the Rebbe, to learning Chassidus, that you don't have the negativity of the world. The Gemara says when you learn the Talmud, your ego could grow, and there could be tzoris, and you have to work hard on yourself not to have an ego. But by Chassidus, there is no ego. You're bottled to the Rebbe. So we ask, even when we're Metzias, we're learning Torah, it should be the right way, and we shouldn't be affected by any negative forces. L'chaim for finishing the Maimorim of the end of Torah Eid, a sophist, Torah Eid, Afreil Chumpurim.